今天晚上我们要来看荣耀的教会。
This evening we shall talk about the glorious church.
和荣耀的盼望。
And the hope of glory.
我们先读几处的圣经。
First, let's read a few scriptures.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16.
马太十六章
Matthew 16
十八节到二十节
Verses 18 to 20
我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过他我要把天国的钥匙给你把你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑把你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放腓立比二章
Philippians chapter 2
三到七节
Verses 3 to 7
彼得前书对不起彼得前书
First Peter chapter 2
三到七节
Verses 3 to 7
你们若尝过主恩的滋味就必如此主乃活石固然是被人所弃的却是被神所拣选所宝贵的你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫做圣洁的祭司借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的领祭因为经上说看哪、啊、我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安信靠他的人必不至于羞愧所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵对吗不信的人有话说匠人所砌的石头也做了房角的头块石头好这里说到活石应该翻作有生命的石头
Here the word living stone means the stone that has life
灵宫应该嘛说一个树林的家或者树林的宫殿
The spiritual house here is also spiritual palace
圣洁的祭司应该翻作神圣的祭司
And the holy priesthood
对很特别的话 holy 这个字除了神之外不用在别的身上的
Usually the word holy is applied to God only
而这里说神圣的祭司
Yet he refers to us as the holy priesthood
属灵的祭物
And we are the spiritual sacrifice
我们再读约翰福音十四章
Turn to John 14
第二节到第三节
Verses 2 and 3
在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有我早就已告诉你们了我去原是为你们预备地方去我若去为你们预备了地方就必再来接你们到我那里去我在那里你们也在那里好这里说我父家里有许多的住处
Here says in my father's house are many rooms
那个住处就是翻作应该翻作居所
The word rooms means a dwelling place, abode
Abode, yeah 在我父家里有许多的住处
Jesus said in my father's house are many rooms
我去为你们预备那个居所就是住处
I'm going there to prepare a place for you
我若预备了住处
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我再来的时候
I will come back.
这里非常特别一个说法说接你们到我自己
And to take you to be with me.
To receive you myself.
And to receive you to myself.
很特别一句话
It's a very interesting thing.
我们读第十节
And verse 10.
我在父里面父在我里面你不信吗我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事 我们再读十六到十七节。
Continue to read verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就着真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他在你们同在，也要在你们里面。好，二十节。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
22-23节
Verses 22 and 23,
又将万有都伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。那个原文的一个翻法，教会是他的身体。
Originally it says church is his body,
是那充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of the one who fills all and in all.
最后我们读提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 16.
到十六节。
To 16.
倘若我单月日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石根基，大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传与外邦，被世人信服，被现在荣耀里。啊，这里说到就是永生神的教会。
You talk about the church of the living God.
应该翻作活神的教会。
It's the church of the living God.
啊，真理的柱石和根基。
And it's the foundation and the pillar of truth.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
So how great is the mystery?
无人不以为然。
And beyond all questions,
就是神在肉身显现。
Which is he appeared in a body.
到保罗说到那个教会最荣耀的意义的时候。
And this is the most glorious meaning of church.
下面几句话中文英文都翻不出来了。
And Paul wants to say something in a non, there's no language can fully describe.
下面几句话是保罗所唱的一首灵歌。
So he starts singing a spiritual song here.
达不到那个最荣耀的地方。
Because he has sensed something so glorious.
忽然歌唱。
So suddenly he started singing.
他唱首灵歌。
The spiritual song
then. He
said he was vindicated by the Spirit. And was seen by angels. And he was preached upon nations. And he was believed upon in the world. And he was received up in glory. And this is like a song.
But
that is like a song. And he was filled by the Spirit and sang the song.
Today we are talking about the glorious church and the glorious hope.
And tonight we want to talk about the glorious church and the hope of glory.
我们所讲的荣耀的盼望
and the hope of glory we talk about
就是那个教会
it's church itself
教会就是那个荣耀的盼望
church is the hope of glory
教会不就是我们的荣耀盼望
church is not only our hope of glory
教会也是耶稣基督的荣耀盼望
also the hope of glory of Jesus
在整个永远的计划里面
and in the eternal plan of God
教会当中最重要的一个地位
churchAt the most important position.
教会对我们是那么重要。
To us, church is important.
教会对耶稣基督是那么重要。
And to Jesus Christ is also important.
对于神是那么重要。
And to God is even more so.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要看到教会那个最终的荣耀的局面。
If we see the glorious conclusion of the church,
每个人都要做得胜者。
Everybody will strive to be an overcomer.
不争的对面就是失败。
And the opposite of victory is failure.
你懂不懂得失败这两个字有多？
We understand the miserable ending for failure.
你晓不晓得失败这个字带给我们是何等可怕的亏损呢
？You know what a great suffering and loss that would be if we fail.
如果你真的知道了，没有一个人愿意失败的。
We truly understand how serious it is that no one will be willing to suffer loss.
不要失败，就得追求。
If we don't want to fail, then we have to pursue.
追求从渴慕来的。
And pursue starts from having the desire.
渴慕从看见来的。
Having the desire starts from seeing something
different. 我们属灵的悟性真的明白了。
And once our spiritual understanding,
我们的眼睛大渴慕。
And within us shall overflow this greatest desire.
这渴慕要叫我们追求。
And this desire will push us to pursue.
只有两个头。
And there's only two extremes.
得胜，失败。
Either you succeed or you fail.
没有第三条路走的，我也不得胜，我也不失败的。
And there is no gray area or the third choice.
要么得胜，要么失败。
Either we succeed or we fail.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都要做一个得胜者。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us all become overcomers.
我们没有一个人愿意在主来的时候被撇下的。
And we don't want to be left behind when Jesus comes.
没有一个人在千年婚宴来的时候，我们在黑暗里面的。
No one likes to stay in the darkness during the time of the thousand-year kingdom.
那时候的后悔，那个后悔是何等的大。
And if we regret at that time, how great that regret will be.
今生几十年的时间。
All the tens of years in our life.
要决定我们的永远。
Will determine our eternal end.
要决定我们的将来。
Will determine our eternity.
要决定我们在主来的时候我们的地位。
And determine where we stand when Jesus comes back.
活上的几十年。
Therefore, we shall invest all our time on earth.
争取那个最大的得胜。
And to pursue to receive the greatest victory.
是保罗说的，是比将来那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
That's why Paul said, compared with this eternal weight of glory.
今日我们所受的就不足介意了。
Present suffering is worth nothing.
加什么代价呀？
How can I even say pay a price?
要知道你得着有多大呀。
Do we really know what a great thing we're going to receive?
我们的代价太便宜了。
Compared with the thing we're going to receive, our price is little and even nothing.
几十年的时间我们就不足一折了。
With the tens of years in our this lifetime,
就折在耶稣的身上。
We shall receive the reward on Jesus Christ.
主耶稣不会欺骗我们的。
Jesus will never cheat us.
我们欺骗我们最容易的是我们自己呀。
We often talk.Ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，荣耀的教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the glorious church.
我们荣耀的盼望。
And that is the hope of our glory.
今天我们看见教会三个大方面的表现和意义。
And tonight we're going to see three major aspects of church.
马太十六章说到教会的本身。
In Matthew 16, it talks about church herself.
说到教会的意象和生命。
And the vision and the life of the church.
约翰十四章。
John 14.
说教会是耶稣基督荣耀的居所。
Talks about church is the glorious abode of Jesus Christ.
以弗所第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
说教会是他的身体。
Talks about church is the body of Christ.
充满万有者的丰满。
Of the one who fills all in all.
我们叫教会的三大方面的意义啊。
And these are the three major aspects of church. 马太
十六章说教会的本身。
First, the church herself.
教会的意象和生命。
That's the vision and life of church.
这件事特别和主的复活发生关系的。
And this has a lot to do with his resurrection.
约翰十四章说教会是他的居所。
And John 14 talks about church is his glorious abode.
这件事特别和主升天发生关系的。
And this has a lot to do with his ascension.
以弗所书一章说教会是他的身体。
Talks about church is his body.
这个充满万有者的丰满。
The fullness of the one who fills all.
这也是特别和主的荣耀发生关系的。
To do with his glorification.
主的荣耀得了宝座啊。
When the Lord received his glory and his throne.
他才是我们荣耀的头。
He has become our glorious head.
他是我们的元首。
And he has become our head.
我们是他的身体。
And we become his body.
主从复活产生了教会。
And from his resurrection, church was born.
主也是圣天是发出预备居所的一个呼召。
And through his ascension, he prepared a place for us.
他发表预备居所的宣布。
And he also proclaimed that truth.
主耶稣的荣耀。
While Jesus is glorified.
要接到他的身体。
He wants to build up his body accordingly.
你不记得教会的三大方面的表现啊。
Remember the three major aspects of church.
三大方面表现不一样，可是有一个字是一样的。
And even though there are different aspects, there's one thing they share in common.
一说到教会，因为自由的接到。
That's the word building.
马太十六章用接到。
In Matthew 16 talks about building.
十四章用接到。
And then John 14 talks about building.
以弗所一章说接到。
Ephesians 1 talks about building up.
所有教会都用一个字接到。
So we always apply the same word when it comes to church.
是教会上的心腹。
Church is his bride.
是用这个字叫做接到。
And God built up his bride.
接到心腹。
He built up his bride.
这是唯一的工作叫做建造。
That is the only work Jesus is doing is to build us up.
这是圣灵唯一的工作。
And also the work of the Holy Spirit.
你 教会
beautiful.
人的手没有办法插进去的造教会的
it is something that hands of man cannot do
接到是耶稣基督的工作
building us up is the word of Jesus Christ
亲爱的弟兄姊妹主耶稣的工作就是接到教会
dear brothers and sisters the word Jesus do solely is to build up his church
主所有的工作都在教会的里面
and all his work is contained within his own church
是今天的教会之外就没有工作
the Lord has no work outside of church
所有整个的世界主早就放弃了
he has given up the world
主不做事
he doesn't work outside of church
所有做的事都在教会的里面
all the work he does is within his church
教会是耶稣基督唯一的工作
and church is the only work of Jesus Christ
教会之外就没有工作
outside of church there's no work for the Lord
教会很多重要
church is so important
主耶稣把一切都放在教会里面
Jesus has put everything in his church
主耶稣把一切都给了教会了
he gave himself completely
然后他要建造教会
and after that he's working and building us up
马太十六章说到教会本身的意义
Matthew 16 talk about the meaning of church
和教会的意向和他的使命和他的生命
also the vision the mission and the life of the church
第一教会这个词就说出它的意义
the term church talks about its significance
教会这个字原文的意思就是被招出来的意思
the original meaning of the word church means a group of people being called out
所以有很多的教会不用 church 这个名字
therefore a lot of churches don't use the word church for their
他们用一个字叫 assembly
they would say assembly
更靠近教会的原来意义
it's closer in meaning to the original
被招出来的一群
means a group of people being called out
我们自己给教会起的名字也是 assembly
and we also have the word assembly in our name
我们叫做 Christian assembly
we call Christian assembly
有个弟兄说子兄你起这个名字很太普通了嘛
one brother asked me isn't this kind of common
Christian assembly 这个起的好一点名字嘛
can we have some fancier name
或者你建议我起什么呢
I said for example
挂块牌子叫飞来飞
oh I said how, said how about Philadelphia church
我弟兄啊你开始挂块牌子叫老底家差不多了
Of course, I
did
not accept that.
Oh, 那么大胆，我们的飞啦，去飞啦，这是老底家的语气。
How proud we are, dear, to call ourselves the Church of Philadelphia.
教会起个名字，越起码不一样越好，你知道吧
？Actually, the more plain the name, the better.
基督徒 Assembly.
We're just Christian Assembly.
我们都自信。
If we are overcomers,
主耶稣圣灵会验证我们。
The Holy Spirit will prove that.
我们若是不得胜，我们不过是个基督徒聚会就是了。
If we do not overcome, we're just Christians assembled together.
哦，那个是连众儿女站在一个地位上的。
We stand at the same position with all the saints.
当然，主给我们一个看见。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们要忠于我们的看见。
And we are loyal to what we see.
因为这个看见，我们引起个大科目。
And also this vision was triggered a great longing.
所有的力量都。追求我们所看见的
and we invest all our time and effort to pursue what we see
所以我们把我们的一生都孤注一掷了
therefore we invest all we have onto this
我们就赌在耶稣身上的
like we are gambling on Jesus
怎么赌也不要赌
don't bother gamble on anything else
一生都赌给耶稣了
but worth the cost to gamble everything on Jesus
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们教会就造出来一群
Church is a group of people that have been called out.
教会就代表一个呼召。
And church means being called out, that's a calling.
新约圣经里面呼召和使命就是一个字。
In the New Testament, the word calling is the same as mission.
Vocation.
Vocation.
但是有13次说到呼召这个字。
And there are 13 times in the Bible talk about calling.
只有一处犯罪了，以弗所四章了，犯作 vocation， 犯作使命。
Ephesians 4 says vocation. That's the accurate way of saying.
这就是一个伟大的使命。
Because indeed, this is a great vocation.
因为这是一个使命，所以才有一个呼召。
We first have to have vocation, then we'll have calling.
呼召永远有两面的。
Calling has two sides.
一面呼召出来。
On one hand, we are called out of something.
出来。是为着进到一个地方去。
On the other hand, being called in order to enter into something else.
哪一面重要啊
？Which one is more important?
进去更重要，对不对
？Entering into something else is more important.
我们开车要 exit.
When we drive on the freeway, we look for exit.
这不是我的目的啊。
Exit is not our purpose.
那我的 exit 我停下来了，我不要做什么了呀？我的 exit 一出来，我就马上停下来。我
哦 well, we still sign Robinson said, oh, this is the address
of
but we don't just stop after we get
out of the
office. I acted at Robinson Boulevard. Because that's the way to go home.
我要去林肯Avenue了。这才是我的目标。亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers,
我们为了被呼召出来,
We are called out.
为了前面有伟大的使命要进去,
In order to enter into a greater vocation.
召出来,
We are called out.
我们从世界里面被召出来了,
out of the world.
教会和世界无分无关,
Church has nothing to do with the world.
召出来,
We are called out of the world.
人类中间被召出来了,
We are called out from the human race.
我们和堕落人类无关,
We have nothing to do with the fallen race.
我们是独具的名,
We are unique people.
孤立在万民中,
And we do not live among nations.
你觉得我们有尊贵吗?
Do you feel you are honorable?
在世人眼中我们是奇特的使命,
In the eyes of the world, we are unique and peculiar.
And
sometimes we are strange.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我们是被召出来,
Brothers and sisters, we are people that are called out.
世界远远就背后,
And we have left the whole world behind us.
在世上我们有苦难,
Yes, we have suffering in the world.
我们经过苦难, 和世上的人也不一样,
And the sufferings we go through also differ from those of the world.
我们经过苦难, 我们有荣耀的盼望,
After suffering, we have the hope of the glory. And the Lord will lead us through suffering.
这些年间嘛, 美国那个大的经济萧条嘛, 把我们整个儿女萧条在里面了。
And these years, the economic recession has involved a lot of people.
听听啊, 我们的那个, 一个年轻的学生要从UCLA毕业了。
And some students try to graduate from the UC system.
这个人找不到职业, 那个人找不到职业,
yeah, they have hard time finding a job.
大家都在看职业, 这两年找职业比从前难了人,
It's harder to find a job these days than before.
已经有职业的人,
职业丢掉了, And those
who already have a job may lose their job.
And these are all wonderful brothers.
最重要的科学家,
And very, very significant scientists.
事情没有领到, 我们不相信, 我们为失业,
We will never believe we'll lose our job unless it happens.
我们会遭遇什么困难?
Even I will lose my job.
他们要我们都来不及。
No, they really need talents like us. But you know, losing job is God's grace. He just tilted us a little bit. And then we are awakened. And realize we cannot trust the world.
神的时钟一动, 我们所有的依靠安全都没有了。
God, by just moving one little finger, God can remove all our
safety. 台湾比我们惨多了。
And I was visit Taiwan not long ago.
Taxi都失业了。
And even taxi driver lost their job.
我就说你们为什么会失业啊?
And I asked him, how can you lose your job?
没有人做taxi了。
He said, well, people don't want to take taxi.
我taxi钱付不起。
Because it's too expensive?
要考虑了。
That's why.
我们生意少了很多啊,
he said, indeed, we lost a lot of business. I would drive around for 12 hours a day.
我坐开车的人说, 一天开40小时太痛苦。
I know, that truly was a painful experience.
我也要考虑坐taxi。
And I have to consider whether I should take taxi or not. He said, do you lose the job?
我们要失业, 我要考虑安全, 开12小时的车,
no, I said, I didn't lose my job, but for safety.
不如我两只脚安全多了。
So you've been driving around for 12 hours. I cannot imagine how does it feel to drive a
坐到taxi门就是靠主给我安全了。
And why you start taking taxi, I need to pray for you.
管子都空了。
Restaurant was empty.
从前台湾都有钱了。
Before Taiwan was empty.
这儿的管子都满了。
And restaurants are packed. 都有钱去吃饭了。 And everybody had money to go and buy
them. 这个悲惨了。
But now it's all empty.
还是要走路这么摇一摇。
So I thank the Lord because he tilled our hearts.
等你的儿女都醒过来。
And we are waking up. And then realize the Lord is the best.
对不对?
Isn't that so?
Amen. Amen. 我们有荣耀的盼望。
We have the hope of glory.
事业就怎么样呢?
So what if we lose our job?
天上的父会带领我们的。
Our Heavenly Father will.
经过这个, 明天晚上我们要讲了。 我们经过这个, 我们要学到我们的。 功课得了我们的生命,
and tomorrow night I share with you through sufferings we shall obtain spiritual growth,
帮助我们得胜,
and that helps us to succeed.
出来，求他进去,
to be caught out in order to go in somewhere.
这么大的一个荣耀就盼望在我们前面呢,
such a great calling and hope of glory is ahead of us.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
所以保罗在写罗马书的第一本书的时候,
So when Paul wrote his first book, the book of Romans, he called himself the apostle with
the
Paul. And he referred to other Christians as being called.
使徒跟圣徒地位不一样。
Apostle is different from saint.
召有没有不一样？
How about their calling? Are they the same?
召只有一个。
There's only one kind of
hope. 荣耀的盼望只有一个。
Because the hope of glory, there's only one hope of glory.
保罗是这个荣耀盼望。
Paul has one hope of glory. 众
圣徒还是保罗同一个盼望。
And all men share in the same hope of glory.
他不能比我们多一点，我们不能比他少一点。
He does not have more than what we have, neither do we have less than what we have.
问题在于谁渴慕多。
But the problem is whether we have enough money
to
pursue more.
谁就得着多。
But gain more.
但是这是我们的夏令会的，我引起一个大的科目了。
I pray through this conference, a great desire will be stirred up within us.
我和你们一同要引起科目啊。
I and you will together be stirred up.
一同要追求啊。
We both need to pursue.
因为这边教会就是被召出来的一群。
Your brothers and sisters, church is a group that been called out.
然后我们看见马太十六章。
And then come to Matthew 16.
主耶稣，我要把我的教会。
Jesus says.Upon this rock,
建造在这个磐石上
and I will build my church.
这圣经第一次提到教会
and this is the very first time Bible talks about the word church.
是主耶稣自己讲的
and Jesus himself used the word.
我要把我的教会
is on this rock.
建造在这一个磐石上
I will build the church.
你是彼得
and you are.
我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上
and I will build my church upon you.
圣经里面石头就是一表复活
Rock means resurrection
动石头都一表复活
Stone means resurrection
这里是两种不同的石头
And here you have two kinds of stone
你是彼得
What is you are
Peter 彼得的意思就是石头
the word Peter means stone
这是小的石头
But it's small stone
建造在这一个磐石上
And I will build upon this rock
磐石也是石头
Rock is also stone
大的石头
But it's much bigger in size
彼得是一块石头
Peter was a stone
为做建造教会用的
He was there for the sake of building church
现在我们看见彼得一块石头我们都是一块石头
Now if Peter was a stone you and I are also stone
但是所有的石头都建造在这个大的磐石上
And all these little stones will be built upon the
stone教会绝对在属灵的境界
and we have to build church in the spiritual realm only
在复活的境界
in the resurrection realm only
借着复活的生命
and through the resurrected life
所以彼得那天看见了一个大的启示
so Peter saw a great revelation that day
他真的认识了教会了
he truly knew the meaning of church
所以到了彼得前书第二章他的启示一直发展到那么光荣荣耀啊
that's why in 1 Peter chapter 2 his revelation was expanded even further on
彼得前书二章我们叫它做灵染章啊
and 1 Peter chapter 2 we said this is a spiritual
哦，彼得说，我们尝过主恩滋味的人都是这样。
Those who have tasted the Lord's good.
主是一块活石。
All know that He is a living stone.
有生命的石头。
And He's the stone that has life.
我们来到主面前。
When we come to the Lord. 都
成了一个有生命的石头。
We all become living stones.
那天马太十六章，彼得真是看见大光。
It's because Peter saw a great revelation in chapter 16 of Matthew.
真正的启示是生命啊。
Revelation, the true revelation comes with life.
长大的
It's like a life, it will grow.
它会发展的
And it will expand.
发展到彼得写书第二章的时候
Therefore it expanded. So when he wrote the book of
彼得那么聪明那个人啊
He became so transparent in his
knowledge. 写那么丰富的一张圣经啊
He wrote something so full.
我们都是会有生命的石头
He said we are all stones that have life.
你给我证实了主耶稣的永远生命就是为了教建造教会来用的基础吧
Do you know the reason why you and I have the life of Jesus is for the building of his church
被建造成为一个灵宫
we are going to be built up together to be a spiritual house
好吧整个旧约关于圣殿所有的信息一句话都代替了解释了
and in summer it's with the verses in the Old Testament
不是外面的圣殿
I'm not talking about the temple outwardly
殿原文的家就是一个字神的家神的殿一个字
God's temple is similar to God's house
建造的为有属灵的殿
but we will become the spiritual house
耶稣正在建造一个属灵的殿
and the Lord is building his spiritual house right now
我这是一个小小的生命的石头
I'm just a little stone that has life
这个伟大的属灵的家
yet this is this great spiritual home
却的我这个小小的还不行了
yet even though it's so great I'm not dispensable.
我重生的时候。
When I was born again.
主已经定规好了我的地位。
The Lord has already planned where I stand.
定规好了我的度量。
He already arranged where I stand and what
my function. 定规好了我的用处。
And my function in the house.
在神的家中，我一定有我的一份。
Each person has its unique function in the house.
我从前听过有弟兄姊妹他们祷告。
I met with brothers and sisters before.
主啊，你恩典何等大，救了我这样的一个人啊！
Lord, you have been so great.
像我这种人多多了一个也不算多，少了一个也不算少啊。
I feel such a man who really doesn't have much use.
哎，我听了实在受不了。
And I really have hard time listening to prayer like that.
祷告的很谦卑的。
It was a humble prayer, all right.
把所救他的爱通都丢掉了。
But he forgot how much the Lord loved him.
尤其我说老姊妹啊。
So one time I found out I said, dear sister.
不过有不算多少，不算少那就丢了算了嘛。
According to what you said, then might as well you don't have to be saved.
干嘛你要再救吗？不要说神的儿女了。
Why bother to be saved? Why bother to be a child of God? You are not saved.
不是这样说的，再救还是要再救的。
He said, Oh, no, but I need to be saved anyway.
主救你用命把你买回来的。
Do you know the Lord paid the price of his life to bring you back?
用血把你买回来的。
Blood to bring you back.
你不是多一个，你不是少一个的问题。
It's not that you are not important.
神的家一定要有你。
You are not, you are important in the house of God. 不要轻看
你自己。
Don't look lightly upon yourself.
不要轻看主的宝血。
And do not despise the precious blood of the Lord.
不要轻看主救你时候的计划。
And do not change the plan that Jesus has for you.
荣耀的盼望里等着一份留着给你的等你的。
The Lord has reserved your portion regarding this hope of glory.
你要不要就是。
The key is whether you want it or not.
一定不要的时候没办法了。
If you insist on not to have it, then.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
属灵的宫殿。
And the spiritual household.
正在建造这个属灵的殿。
It's something God is working right now.
下面说了说神圣的祭司。
And also this holy priesthood.
一句话把整个旧约的祭司系统统统代替了。
And this completely replaced the old traditional system of priesthood.
我们不这个旧约的祭司没有用。
The priests in the Old Testament time were useless.
我们是神圣的祭司。
We are the holy priesthood.
为什么是神圣的祭司？
Why are we holy?
就像耶稣基督在地上做祭司一样。
And we are just like Jesus when he was on earth as priest.
耶稣基督从来没到圣殿去杀牛宰羊啊。
Jesus never going to temple and serve him.
耶稣基督来到地上。
But when Jesus came into the world,
开人的瞎眼。
He opened the eyes of the blind.
叫人看见主。
So that they may see the Lord.
他来到地上。
When he came into the world,
把这个荣耀的生命分给人。
He passed around his glorious life.
他叫瘸子行走。
He caused the lame to walk.
他叫聋子听见。
He caused the deaf to hear.
他一路帮助穷苦的人。
He helped those who are poor in need.
叫他们得到主的丰富。
He gives them his own abundance.
能走主的道路。
And enabled them to walk on the way of the Lord.
能享受主的福分。
To enjoy the Lord's blessing.
这个叫做耶稣基督做祭司。
And that's how Jesus was serving as a priest.
今天我们侍奉神。
Today, when we serve our God, we should continue how He has worked.
叫做神圣的祭司。
We are the holy priesthood.
耶稣要把生命分给人。
Likewise, we shall pass His life to others.
把主的爱分给人。
We pass His love to others.
叫人眼睛都快看见耶稣。
To open people's eyes to see Jesus.
叫人聋子听见主的话。
Cause people that are deaf to hear the word of God.
瘸子能够行走。
Cause lame to walk.
这叫做神圣的祭司、啊、
And that's the holy priesthood.
靠着耶稣基督献上属灵的祭物。
And through Jesus Christ, we can offer a spiritual sacrifice.
还是神所悦纳的。
That's something acceptable.
旧约所有的祭物神都不悦纳。
God did not accept all the sacrifices in the Old Testament.
今天我们献上属灵的祭物。
Yet we now can offer up these spiritual sacrifices.
祭物就是你我自己。
And this is nothing else but you and I.
我们要献上，我们要。想一想神要主耶稣怎么会要我的
We wonder if the Lord will actually accept what we offer
有些时候有弟兄来奉献把自己奉献哇好像那个很神气的、啊、
Sometimes we think highly of ourselves thinking oh I'm offering myself to God
好像他丢掉了大前途真的给了主大面子
It's like I've forsaken my bright future and gave myself to the Lord
又做的见证就这样受不了
And when he gave his testimony I just couldn't bear to listen
我说你要想想看主怎么会要你的呢
And I said, have you ever wondered whether the Lord wants you at all?
你要稀奇主耶稣怎么会要你的呢
You should be surprised that Jesus even wants someone like you.
老说的事情那么哇我那么多钱都丢了哈。
Stop bragging about yourself or the price you pay.
我经过多少的挣扎到过了主的爱把我制服了。
He said, I struggled for so long, finally his love just yielded me.
我们的主就是可怜。
And I feel so sorry for the Lord.
好像这时候不要他不行的。
Like, he really needed this sky.
主怎么会要我？
We should say, how can the Lord even want someone like me?
能够献给耶稣基督啊。
And how can I offer myself to the Lord?
靠着耶稣基督啊。
We can't offer anything
unless
through Jesus.
借着耶稣基督献的灵祭。
Through Jesus Christ, we can offer up spiritual sacrifice. That's acceptable to God.
下面他说属灵的建造。
And then he continued by talking about the spiritual building.
他在我们信的人总会宝贵。
And he's precious to those who believe.
主耶稣宝不宝贵？
Isn't Jesus precious?
对我们信的人总会宝贵。
To us who believe, Jesus is precious.
他是宝贵的房角石。
And he's that precious cornerstone.
他是我们的根基石。
And he's our foundation.
他又是我们的房角石。
And also our cornerstone.
根基石我们都在这儿长出来的。
He's our foundation, the capstone, because we're all grown from.
房角石我们都是靠他而联络成为一个的。
Cornerstone, because we're all connected through him.
我们一切都在耶稣基督里面。
Everything we have is in Jesus Christ.
啊，这个亮光就从彼此马太福音十六章开始的。
The revelation starts from Matthew 16 for Peter.
你是彼得。
That you are Peter.
我要把我的教会。
I will build up my church.
建造在这个磐石上。
On you.
在复活境界中就建造教会了。
You will build his church in the realm of resurrection.
这是教会的荣耀意象的意义。
And that's indeed the meaning and the vision of
church.
And you will overcome the power of Hades.
应付的门不能胜教会。
And that the gate of Hades cannot overcome the church.
门就指着确定来说的。
Gate talks about authority.
门在这个关键的地位上。
Gate is the key position.
它可以关，它可以开。
It can open, it can close.
它握住那个权柄。
And church will hold the authority of the gate.
阴间的门就是阴间的权柄。
And the power of the Hades even meets the gate of the Hades.
你知道阴间权柄有多大吧？
You know how great is the power of Hades?
阴间的权柄把整个人类都吞了。
The power of Hades has swallowed entire human race.
我们感觉死亡的权势。
We sense the power of death.
直到今天，没人对死亡有办法的，对不对？
And no one can deal with death even till today.
死亡权势应付的前面呢、啊？
The power of death precedes the power of Hades.
经过死亡把人带入应付。
It is through death.People are brought into Hades.
太可怕的地方
了。And Hades is a dreadful place.
应付的权柄。
The power of Hades.
把整个人类都吞了。
And swallowed entire human race.
应付向来为着关所有人的灵魂。
And it's a place that keeps all the souls of men.
从来不释放一个灵魂。
Never let loose of any soul.
人一死亡就进入应付了。
Once a man dies, he enters into Hades.
你知道地狱这个字和的坟墓这个字源是一个字念吧？
And the word hell is the same word as grave.
一埋到坟墓就进入阴府。
Because once you are put into the grave, you enter into hell.
坟墓算不了什么的。
Grave is nothing.
阴府才是可怕的。
But what's terrible is the hell behind it.
人真是算不了什么的。
Men are really nothing.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，直到有一天主的大救恩来到了。
Until one day, the great salvation of the Lord has arrived.
的儿子道成了肉身。
The Son of God, the Word has become flesh.
来到人间。
Came into the world.
经过死亡而来到阴府了。
Through death, he entered into Hades.
阴府大震动了。
And that greatly shook Hades.
道成肉身的耶稣基督来到阴府了。
Jesus Christ, the Son that incarnated, came into Hades.
黑暗君王用他所有的力量。
The ruler of darkness, with all his efforts.
绝对不能让耶稣基督出去啊。
Was keep him inside.
那是空前绝后的大征战。
And that was the greatest battle ever.
那是道成肉身者和黑暗君王的生和死的征战。
And that is the battle regarding life and death between the over the earth.Incarnated Jesus Christ and the kingdom of darkness.
四遍里面有四遍的诗。
And there are four songs.
一百十五篇到一百十八篇。
115 to 118.
读经界称它为复活诗篇。
It's called the Songs of Resurrection.
它自己的名字叫 Harry 诗篇。
And it's also called Harry, Songs of Harry.
这个 Harry 不是哈利路亚没关系的哈。
It's nothing to do with the word Hallelujah.
Harry 诗篇是复活的诗篇。
Those are the Songs of Resurrection.
圣经唯一的地方。
And this is the only place in the Bible.
讲到主耶稣在阴间的征战。
That talks about the struggles, the wars in Hades.
他所受的痛苦。
And the suffering he went through.
他怎样倚靠神。
And how he trusted in God.
他怎样胜过阴府的门。
And how he overcome the gates of Hades.
他是第一个从阴府的门出来的人。
And Jesus was the very first one who came out of the gate of Hades.
他胜过了阴府的门。
He overcame the gate of Hades.
这四篇也是那么详细的讲复活诗篇呢。
And his four songs he detailedly described how he was.
这是我最喜欢读的诗篇。
And these are my favorite songs.
116篇说主耶稣在应付受的痛苦。
And 116 talk about the suffering Jesus went through.
死亡的绳索缠绕我。
He said the cord of death entangled me.
阴间的痛苦抓住我。
And the suffering of Hades grabbed me.
你懂得阴间痛苦怎么痛苦吗？
Do you know the anguish of the grave came upon me? How does that feel?
你不懂，我也不懂。
Neither you nor I understand.
谁懂得？
Who will understand?
经过死亡的一些死的敌人，经过应付的人，他懂得了。
Only people that have gone into death understand.
懂得什么叫做阴间的痛苦了。
And knew the anguish of the grave.
明天晚上我会讲一点阴间的痛苦。
And I might share a little bit tomorrow night.
我们人就不懂啊，我还没死，我不懂啊。
Because I haven't died yet, I don't fully understand either.
我死了也不去阴间痛苦了。
And even I die, I don't have to go to Hades.
主耶稣为我战胜了，这个胜，这胜还得了啊
！Because Jesus has overcome for me.
死亡的绳索缠绕我。
And the cords of death entangled me.
阴间的痛苦抓住我。
The anguish of the grave came upon me.
我们领会主的痛苦到十字架为止了。
We can only understand a little bit his suffering up to the point of cross.
十架的清肠滋味啊
He has tasted death for each one of us.
下面有更大的一个挣扎的应付啊
Yeah, afterwards there was a greater battle.
阴间的痛苦抓住我
He said the anguish of the grave came upon me.
仰望神
And he looked up to the Lord.
依靠神
He trusted to the Lord.
人就用羔羊的力量胜过仇敌
Still with the power of the gentle lamb, he defeated the foe.
没有动用一点神的力量
He did not use any power of Son of God.
这么美丽的力量
And that was a beautiful power.
这样胜负的胜利
And such a submissive life.
用了极大的美德打败了仇敌
With great virtue, Jesus defeated the enemy.
他也不祷告
And so he prayed to God.
这里说到救我的命脱离死亡。
Oh Lord, save me from death.
救我的眼脱离流泪。
And save my eyes from tears.
救我的脚脱离跌倒。
My feet from stumbling.
有一年我去门尼拉。
One time I went to Manila.
从中国大陆直接去门尼拉。
Directly from China.
到中国大陆不晓得什么地方传染那个眼睛受了感染了。
And I don't know what happened, but something happened to my eyes.
你这都眼不眼都。
I contracted some kind of contagious disease.
啊，七天的聚会在门内了。
And it was a seven-day conference.
每次讲话到就是几个同工陪我去到住的地方去。
Every time when I finish my sermon,
哎，这个一直流眼泪。
A few coworkers were
coming
to my dorm.
我救我的眼，脱掉流泪。
And my eyes will keep on tearing.
救我的脚，脱掉跌倒。
Lord, save, deliver me from here.
那个老同工给我补上一句话：救我的命，脱离死亡。
Deliver my soul from death.
哎，我的又没那么严重啊。这第一句话我没有读啊。
And I said, don't quote the whole verse.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
This is the prayer of Jesus Christ.
我心里是肉身眼睛一直流泪吗？救我的脸。
I don't use that one particular verse regarding tears of eyes.
耶稣基督救我的命脱离死亡。
But Jesus said, deliver my soul from death.
这儿子就伟大信心啊。
Oh, that great faith manifests.
我仍要走活人之路。
He said, I will walk in the land of the living.
他信靠他的神。
He trusted God.
我因信，所以如此说话。
He said, I believe, therefore I speak.
我受了极大的困苦。
And I have suffered greatly.
真正的主说的痛苦，我们没法了解。
We can never understand what severe extent he suffered.
下面他为我们完成救恩了。
He said, and then he completed the salvation.
我的救恩的杯赞美主。
I praise the Lord by upholding the cup.Of salvation.
救恩就被完成了。
He has done the salvation.
他从死亡名里出来了。
So he came out of death.
下面说，耶和华的眼中。
In the eyes of the Lord.
看圣徒之死极其宝贵了。
How precious is the death of saints.
到了一百十八篇。
And comes to Psalm 118.
从耶稣死亡的门里出来，应付的门出来。
God out of the gate of Hades.
神给他开了一门。
And God opened up for him a gate of righteousness.And he shall enter into that gate.
到乐园。
Into the palace.
我们就要进义门，不进死亡的门。
We will enter through the gates of righteousness, not the gates of death.
出来了。
Because Jesus had come out of death.
因为死亡的门对我们永永远远关不起来了。
Therefore, the gate of Hades cannot keep us in anymore.
所有信奉耶稣基督之名的人。
Those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
都从义父的门出来了。
The gate of Hades.
信不信?
Do you believe that?
啊，这一定要信啊。
We have to know and believe it.
我们从义门进去了。
We shall enter through the they gain enlightenment.
主耶稣主为我耶和华为我敞开个义门。
Jesus said, open for me the gates of righteousness.
我要进去赞美耶和华。
I shall enter into it and give thanks to the Lord.
下面就马上说，我们神的儿女这从这义门进去了。
And then he continued by saying, children of God, pass the gates of righteousness.
这是主的门。
This is the gate of the Lord.
义民都要进去。
All the righteous ones shall enter.
所有硬性称义的人都要进义门。
And all men who are justified by faith will enter through this gate of righteousness.
教会胜过黑暗的权势。
Church can overcome the power of darkness.The power of death does not just hover over people who are dying. Even all those who are living today are under his shadow.
我们自己的天然生命
because our natural life,
我们所遇见所有的世人
and the people we encounter,
我们的地上所住着的环境
and the circumstances we make,
都能看见死亡的权势
we see death, the power of death everywhere.
我们要在一切的身上胜过死阴间的权柄。
And yet we shall overcome on all these things.
那才叫做得胜。
And that's true victory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们胜过了阴府的权柄。
We can overcome the power of Hades.
下面他说，教会要有开启诸天国度的权柄。
And Jesus said that I will give you the key that opens the heaven.
掌握着天国的钥匙。
We hold on to the key of the kingdom of heaven.
人要进入天国，一定要进入教会。
In order to go into the kingdom of heaven, you have to go through church.
人要听见主的福音，一定要经过教会。
If we want to hear the gospel of the Lord, we have to go through the church.
教会有开启诸天之国的权柄。
The church has the key to open the door of the kingdom of heaven.
怎么开启诸天的国度
？How do we open heaven?
一提起天国。
When we talk about the kingdom of heaven,
一定和三件事发生关系的。
It always has a lot to do with three things.
第一，叫做诸天的权柄。
First is the power of heaven.
国度、权柄永远是连在一起讲的。
Kingdom always is connected with power.
我们手中有开启诸天权柄的一个钥匙。
We have the key to open the power of the kingdom of heaven.
说到国度。
When we talk about the word kingdom,
一定说到能力。
We always related to power.
权柄能力也是接在一起的。
And authority and power are always united.
又说到国度。
When we talk about the word kingdom.
又说到丰富。
We talk about the word fullness.
权柄能力丰富。
Power, authority, and fullness.
要为掌握着那个钥匙。
Are all in the hands of the church who holds the key.
诸天的权柄。
We can open up the power and authority of heaven.
我们要有主的权柄来管理一切的事。
We have to rule over all things through the power of the Lord.
我们管理事情
We may manage different things.
跟世上的人不一样
We manage differently.
世上的人有办法解决个问题就成功了
People in this world just try to solve problems.
我们不我们不
But we are different.
我们面对一个问题
When we face a problem,
我们是不是能掌握诸天的权柄呢
Are we able to hold the power of heaven?
好第一件原来诸天权柄现在我身上掌权
It's determined by whether the power of heaven is ruling over myself.
诸天权柄都不在我身上去，怎么从我身上出去啊
？If the power of heaven are not ruling over me, how can it go out through me?
我们是伏在诸天的权柄下。
Therefore, we have to submit ourselves to the power of heaven.
天国在我里面掌权。
If the kingdom of heaven rules in your heart,
我不敢动我的自己的生命。
I dare not use my flesh.
我不敢动我的聪明。
Neither my own intelligence.
我不能动我的方法。
Or my own ways of doing things.
我不能有天然的意念、天然生命。天然生命的败坏
or the weakness in my natural life
天然生命好的坏的连我手头都一样
natural life has nothing good in it
天国要掌权在我身上
yes the heaven of kingdom of heaven shall rule over my life
诸天权柄从我身上出去
so that the powers of heaven can go out
我们面对问题的人看见圣灵的工作
and we have to see the work of the Holy Spirit there
不是我们的工作
it's not my work
不是我们几个人坐下来商量怎么解决个问题
neither a teamwork
要看见圣灵
做。But we have to see the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作跟我的工作何等不一样。
The Spirit work is from the way I work.
一个结局要带来生命啊。
Because its ending is to bring forth life.
把主带来了。
Bring forth the Lord.
产生生命了。
Generate life.
化死亡为生命了。
And transform death to life.
化咒诅为祝福了。
And transform curses to blessings.
看见主的生命了。
That we see the life of the Lord.
然后我们看见天国的卷柄之下。叫每一个人都得益处了。
And also through the power of the heavenly kingdom, everyone will be benefited.
若不是这样。
If that's not the case,
我对付了问题，我只能承认我失败了。
I may solve the problem seemingly, but I have to confess I have failed.
我是天乌塔
去。Because it's not the heavenly kingdom that did.
我用我的办法在解决。
I use my own method.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当然教会的大事。
My dear brothers and sisters, church is the church.
天国的权柄能力都在我们日常的生活上。
The glory and the power of heaven has been ruling in our daily life.
耶稣传的福音叫做国度的福音。
And the gospel Jesus preached is called the gospel of the kingdom.
天国的福音。
The kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣开始传福音，天国近了。
When he started his ministry, he said, "Oh, the kingdom of heaven is near."
你们都要悔改。
You shall repent.
你们都要转回。
You shall all turn around.
向着国度。
And to face.
下面主耶稣传天国的福音一定是赶鬼疫病的。
And he was followed by his preaching by doing healing and cast out demons.
跟着天国的福音是天国的权柄能力。
You see, when he preached the king's gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the power and authority of the kingdom of heaven followed.
我们要把这个权柄能力用到我们的生活上。
We have to apply the same power in our daily life.
我们对我们的儿女。
To our children the same way.
我自己是六个孩子。
I have six.
那小的时候通通会长病，对不对
？They all got sick one way or the other. One time or another.
有的时候主的医治领导他。
Sometimes the Lord healed them.
病出去了。
The sickness was gone.
有的时候不是。
But sometimes the Lord does not.
是圣灵的能力来到了。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit came upon.
把病驱逐了。
And cast out the.
有的时候也不是。
And sometimes it was different.
有些像我要求叫我对付那些不容易对付的事。
Sometimes the Lord would demand me of something to deal with my problem first.
然后让孩子好了。
And then my kid.
这个叫天国掌权。
And this is the ruling of heavenly kingdom.
天国的能力呀。
As the power of the heavenly kingdom.
我自己好像那个疫病的那个经历啊。
I have healed people many times.
我太太给我同时经过的。
And me and my wife went through.
她都知道的。
She knew.
但是赶鬼这件事，我从来不让她有份的。
But I never allow her to get involved in casting demons.
因为她不怕人，她怕鬼怕的不得了。
Because she's afraid of demons.
就把鬼魔的放封在外面。
So I keep her away from the country.
有一天我在美国赶过一个鬼。
I cast out one demon once in the United States.
那是哇，典型的被鬼附，太可怕。
And this, there was this lady. It was a typical case of demon possession. And I cast demon out.
她从香港来的。
She was from Hong Kong.
哇，她这个大大感激主恩啊。
And she was so thankful to the Lord.
她到台湾来。
And then she came to Taiwan.
到我家里住了五天。
And she stayed in my house for 5 days.
我那天知道我唯一的归队的故事就是那个从那个姊妹。
And my wife knew about her story.
她常常流着泪说：“弟兄啊，要救了我的一辈子啊。”
Because fearfully she thanked me for saving her.
怎么这样讲？
And I said, why did you say so?
主救了你，我有什么办法救你？
Don't thank me, it's the Lord who saved you. I can't save you.
我能够救你，感谢我干什么？
Don't thank me, because I cannot save you.
感谢主救了我的一辈子。
But thank the Lord for saving all your days.
太悲惨的下去不来。
Otherwise, it will be a miserable ending.
天国的权柄，天国的能力，这叫做教会的权柄。
The power and authority of the heavenly kingdom is the same power and authority held in the hands of church.
教会拿着钥匙。
Church has the key.
开启众天的丰富。
Open up the fullness of heavenly kingdom.
意思的国度就叫丰富。
Kingdom also speaks of fullness.
君王一登基，一坐上座位。
When the king is enthroned,
所有的丰富都在西安。
All the fullness.Gathering as Zion.
所有的丰富都在他的国度。
All the fullness came into his kingdom.
西安之民丰富无穷啊。
Therefore, people of Zion are richly blessed.
诗篇132:2就说你国度的丰富。
Psalms 132 talk about the fullness.
我要是其中的粮食丰满足丰足。
He said, I will make its supply abundant.
我要是其中穷的满足。
And I'll make the poor satisfied.
我要叫祭司披上救恩。
And I will clothe her with salvation.
我要是圣灵大声欢呼。
And her saints will ever sing for joy.
我要是大卫的脚在那里发声。
And here I will make a horn grow for David.
脚所得胜。
Horn speaks of victory.
我要为受膏者预备明灯。
And set up a lamp for my anointed one.
我要叫仇敌披上羞耻。
And I will clothe his enemies with shame.
这冠冕在我们主的头上发光。
For the crown on his head will be resplendent.
这才叫教会啊。
And this is what church is about.
要我怎么这种应付不了，还是这种教会呢？
If we can deal with anything in personal life, how can that be part of
church? 把主的丰富给神的儿女。
Give the fullness of God to children of God.
把国度的生命给神的儿女。
Give the life of the kingdom to his children.
让神的儿女建造在丰富上。
To build children of God upon his fullness. wholeness.
让神的儿女一步一步地被接纳。
So that his children can be built up gradually.
我胜过应付血病。
And we shall overcome the power of
heaven. 让我切过的钥匙。
And hold your hand the key of heavenly kingdom.
就到主的最大的托付给教会。
And that is the greatest mission Jesus trusted in
our hands. 把你的地上都捆绑的。
He said, whatever you bind on earth.
天上也捆绑。
Will be bound in heaven.
把你的地上所释放的。
And whatever you lose on earth.
在天上也要释放。
Will be loosed in
Heaven. 哦，主给我们的信任太大了。
And God really trusts us with something so great.
我这个小小的人才不敢把这个权柄交给你的人呢。
If I were him, I would dare not to trust any of these powers with a person.
你可以随意使用我的权柄，然后我来应答应他。
If I allow you to use my power under my authority,
主给我们信任那么大吗
？I would have problem, but the Lord has no problem with that.
我告诉你，主才从来不信任一个天然生命嘞。
And I can tell you, the Lord does not trust in our natural body.
主要把权柄交给教会。
But here he trusts his authority to church.
不是给我们这天然生命来的。
Not for naturally fleshly life.
所以地上捆绑。
Therefore, whatever you bind on earth.
地上释放。
Will be bound. Whatever you lose on earth.
地上在先，天上在后。
He always happens first on earth.
地上有人，先明白了天上的旨意。
It's because someone on earth understands the purpose in heaven.
和天上表同情。
And understand the heart of heaven.
一个信心为了天上的心意来宣布。
And get the faith to proclaim what's true in heaven.
来宣告。
To proclaim.
对天上马上就跟上去印证。
That's why in heavenly realm, God responded immediately.
神的儿女都要遵从教会的祷告。
Therefore, we have to respect the prayer of church.
教会两三个人奉同心合一奉主名祷告，我们都要尊重的。
When two or three people gather together and pray in one accord, we have to respect that. That's the prayer of church.
远不如教会祷告。
A single person's prayer can never surpass those of church.
主有应许给教会。
Because God has given His church this promise.
主有这个权柄给教会。
God has given His power, the authority to His church.
用着你们这教会本身的意向。
And this is the vision the church has.
然后他说第二方面，在约翰福音十四章说，以教会是耶稣基督的荣耀居所。
And John 14 talks about church is the glorious abode of Jesus Christ.
整个约翰十四、十五、十六三章圣经。
In John 14, 15 and 16.
正主要离开地上的时候
and that is the time before Jesus departed from the world.
对门徒最后的祝福
those were his last words, last blessing.
一个人要远方去了
when a person is going to a faraway place,
在肉身里不再见面了
he's going to depart from his fleshly body.
最后的话
these are his final words.
这就是最重要的话，对不对？
It must be very important words.
这三大圣经太重要了
therefore these three chapters are very important.
从前我读的三大圣经，觉得主提了好多重要的事。
And before, when I read these three chapters, I felt the Lord said a lot of important things.
这是我再读的三章圣经。
And recently, when I read them again,
就没有提那么多的事。
And I felt the Lord didn't mention a whole lot of stuff.
只提了两件事。
Actually, only two things to talk about.
十四章的宣布，一开头宣布建造居所。
In 14, he talks about he will build up his abode.
十五章一开始是葡萄树的意象。
In 15, he talks about the vision of the vine.
没有第三件重要的事。
And there really is not a third thing.
就是这两件。
Only these two things.
然后整张圣经都从这两件都发达下来。
And the whole passage was developed through these two thoughts.
这三大圣经主不是应许圣灵吗？
Didn't God promise to give us Holy Spirit?
那么多句话说到圣灵吗
？It talks about Holy Spirit a whole lot.
圣灵来了。
He said the Holy Spirit will come.
就是要完成这两件事。
And the reason why He comes is to accomplish these two major things.
完成居所。
To accomplish the beauty of the bow. To accomplish the vine.
那个奥秘的生命。
The mysterious life.
出到宝会之来。
It talks about the coming of the counselor.
真理的生命。
He is the spirit of truth.
他是实际的生命。
And he is the actual spirit.
他就是耶稣基督的灵。
And he is the spirit of Jesus Christ.
道成肉身是神的第一个化身。
And the word became flesh is the first incarnation of God.
圣灵是神的第二个化身。
And Holy Spirit is the second incarnation.
道成肉身来了。
And Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
他是真实的神。
And He was that true God.
圣灵来了。
And when the Spirit comes.
他就是个荣耀的耶稣基督。
And He will obtain the glory of Jesus Christ.
三而一的神。
This God of Trinity.
记住第一个化身道成肉身那么实在的地上。
Through the first incarnation, Jesus came into the world and actually lived on earth.
记住耶稣升天了。
And through his ascension.
圣灵降临了。
Holy Spirit came upon.
荣耀的耶稣基督圣灵又回来了。
Therefore the glorious Jesus has returned through the Holy Spirit.
这次回来是秘密回来的。
This time he has come back in secret.
只有我们看见了。
You and I can see it.
只有我们认识了。
You and I will know him.
只有我们知道了。
You and I can have it.
世人不认识他
because the world do not recognize
我们却认识他
yet we know
因为他在我们里面
because he is in us
他在父里面住在父里面
the Lord is in the Father
我们在主里面
we are in the Lord
圣灵就住在我们里面
Holy Spirit is in us
就是荣耀的耶稣基督住在我里面
and therefore the glory of Jesus lives inside of us
太宝贵了
there's something so precious
借着道成肉身神才实在的
through the word ofBecome flesh, God is actualized.
圣灵耶稣基督才实在了。
And through the Holy Spirit, Jesus become real for us.
没有主造成肉身，神对我们是客观的。
Without Jesus become in His flesh, God is something very far and very objective.
有等于没有。
It's like He does not exist to us.
如果是基督圣灵，耶稣基督对我们也客观的。
And without the Holy Spirit, Jesus will be also something very objective to us.
圣灵来了。
But Holy Spirit has come.
我们感谢他，主耶稣又回来了。
We're so thankful because Jesus has returned.
他就住在我的里面。
And now lives inside of us.
他永远与我同住。
And He will abide with me forever.
他要以我为居所。
And He has chosen me to be His
home. 圣灵住在我里面，就是耶稣基督住在我的里面。
And the Holy Spirit inside of us.Is Jesus himself.
到了十四章那个三章那个伟大的话一开始的时候都就宣布那个预备居所的宣告
And in chapter 14 Jesus began by the great proclamation of his children
of the world 教会的伟大意义就是耶稣基督的荣耀居所
And the great meaning of church is that we are the glorious abode of Jesus Christ
我们唱的677首诗多好
The song we sang 677 was so well
美丽西安我神圣城啊
Oh the beautiful Zion The holy city of God.
荣耀万般荣耀难尽数
And there are many folds of glory beyond description.
哦，他说有许必应，有也必见
And you do not break your word.
有血一座，他居所
And I form you to be his eternal abode.
他这个就是利用这个字和十四章主耶稣用的字一模一样的
And the word he used here are the same word he used in chapter 14 of John.
Abode.
The word abode.
在我父的家里。
He said, in my father's house.
有许多的居所。
There are many, many abodes.
整个教会是个最大的居所。
The church is the greatest abode for him.
新耶路撒冷是最大的居所。
The New Jerusalem is the greatest abode for God.
每一个人都是个小小的居所。
And you and I are small abode for him.
主要把我住在我们每一个人的里面。
And God wants to live inside of each of us.
这在我父家里有许多的居所。
He said, "In my father's house, there are many abodes."
永选你做他居所。
And he has born us to be his own abode.
哎呀，这个牛顿弟兄写的诗歌没说不好，没说不好，是不是
？John Newton wrote many great songs.
啊，唱到牛顿弟兄，他这个人怎么认识神的
？He was someone who really knew God.
怎么认识主的话的
？He really knew the word of God.
哦，感谢神啊
！And I thank God.
永选他做你居所。
For me, for his own abode. God has chosen me to be his abode.
那这个大的麻烦来了。
Yes, the problem. There is a problem here.
我家里一个居所。
I have a abode at home.
一个房子。
I have a home. I have a house.
那个房子是死的。
Yes, the house is a dead thing.
所以那个房子照着我的意思的。
And so I build a house according to my desire.
我把它漆成什么颜色，那就我喜欢的颜色。
I painted any color as I wish.
我把它放在什么家具，放在什么摆设，都是我的喜欢的。
And I arrange furniture as I desire.
这个房子很代表那个主人的，你晓得吧
？A house speaks of what the character of the owner.
这个房子代表那个建筑者的智慧啊。
And also you see the intellect of the builder.
我到一个弟兄家里去。
One time I visited his brother.
姊妹住在另外一个地方。
And his wife lived in another place. 我也去过他姊妹住的地方。
I visited the place and heard his wife. 哎呀，我这个男人跟女人就不一样了。
I said, well, you can tell the difference between man and woman.
你到这个姊妹家里头，每天是干干净净的嘛。
And his wife, the house, and his wife was very neat.
家具摆这么整整整整齐齐。
And all their furniture are in orderly manner.
到我弟兄家里。
Yeah, and when I visited the husband's house.
走路都要跨着走的。
I have to be careful when I walk around.
地是乱的。
Everything are scattered on the floor.
弟兄，你跟你姊妹都不一样。
And then you surely are very different from your wife.
这个房子很代表我们的啦。
house represents the owner.
啊，我们这个 Beverly Hills 那个好多大房子哈。
You see the great mansions in the city of Beverly Hills.
有一次啊，不得财主把个好大的房子卖去了。
Once of this Arabian rich man.
他把整个的房子都贴成绿叶子。
And he painted the entire house.
这个 Beverly Hills 的居民都抗议了。
And all the neighbors started to complain.
把我们这么美丽的都市破坏了，对吧？
And you have ruined the beautiful.
这么多贴到绿叶子呢？
Why did you paint your house in the green?
原来这是人家阿拉伯人的。
But that's according to the custom of their country.
绿对于阿拉伯人是最吉祥的，你晓得吧？
And green brings good luck.
他们活在沙漠地，没有绿叶子的。
Because they live in the desert, they don't see plants.
沙漠地看见绿的，那就有活命的指望了。
When you see green in the desert, means there is a chance of living.
所以他们上千万美金买那么大的房子，统统是绿的。
So he spent millions of dollars buying this great mansion and painted it green.
很可惜，这房子不是你的，是他的。
Well, unfortunately, it's now his house.
代表阿拉伯人，对不对？
代
表主人的喜欢。
And his own choice.
你有什么权干涉他？
What right do you have as neighbors complain?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，注意，我做他的居所。
But now God has chosen us as his abode.
我真的替主头痛了。
And actually, I worry for the Lord.
这个居所是活的居所。
Because we are a dwelling place that has life.
主住在我这个人里面。
The Lord lives inside of us.
主住在我这个生命里面。
In my life.
我所有的生命和主都不一样的。
I have a totally different life from that of the Lord.
根本不爱主的，根本不理主的。
When I don't love him, I don't even bother.
爱主的人跟随主，心情也不一样。
And even if I love him sometimes, I have totally different character.
喜好也不一样。
I have totally different preferences.
我的反应也不一样。
And I react so different from
the world. 动机也不一样。
I have different motivations.
表现更不一样。
Different manifestations.
那主住在我们里面就是吧。
So the Lord is truly troubled to stay inside of us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常给主打仗了。
Therefore we struggle against the Lord all the time.
耶稣住在这个居所里面都是不容易啊。
And it's very difficult for the Lord to stay inside of us.
因为我们的思想。
Sometimes our thoughts.
我的思想当中装满了我自己的思想。
I'm full of myself.
我统统在我自己是想不完的。
And I can't even think
regarding myself. 主要是我的感情。
And the Lord wants my thoughts.
我的感情都是粘在许多事情上的，没有连接给主的。
Or he wants my affection. I don't have any space for him.
我的性情跟主更不一样。
And my nature is so different from his.
有一个弟兄，他总是生活的一塌糊涂的。
And I know his brother who had a very messy life.
这是我跟他很熟的。
I knew him quite well.
我的喜欢。
And I said, brother,
你不叫做信徒啊。
I cannot call you saint or believer.
他说你信徒吗？还是信徒吗？
He said, well, I'm a believer.
我你到过叫土信。
I said, well, you are believing in vain.
白白相信，白白相信。
You are believing in vain.
这么大的恩典。
Because this great saving grace.
所以你也不追求。
You don't bother to pursue.
你现在的光景一下放到天上去啊。
And look at your condition now. If you're brought to heaven right now.
你要找回来的。
You will run back.
在那里没有你所喜欢的东西啊。
Because you won't find anything you like up there.
在那里没有电影好看。
There's no movie theater.
在那里不能打牌。
And you can't play mahjong there.
在那里不能发脾气。
And you cannot have bad temper either.
像你这样一下飞机到主那里去，你受不了了。
If you're resting right now in your own condition, I don't think you can survive in heaven.
那弟兄那怎么办？我还是到主那里去的。
So what should I do? Because I'm eventually going to go there.
对就对就对就。
And so then you should pursue me.
现在好好的让主耶稣在你里面管理你。
Allow Jesus to manage your life.
他是我的管理。
And he lives in me to.
我的生命没有件最小的事主不理的。
And as Jesus cares even the littlest things in
my life. 在我父的家里有许多的住处啊。
In my father's house there are many many rooms.
许多的居所啊。
Many rooms.
我去了就预备为你们预备的住居所。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
主正在预备我。
The Lord is preparing us.
所以失望不了他才说我与父有合而为一了。
That's why at the end of 14 he said I'm one with God.
叫你们和我成为一。
And you are one with me.
我住在你们里面。
I am in you.
你也住在我的里面，你们在我的里面。
And you are also in me.
那是居所完成的意义了。
And that means the dwelling place is completed.
我们的思想相应。
We will think the way Jesus thinks.
我们的感情相应。
And we'll feel for things Jesus feels.
我们的喜好相应。
And we'll like things that Jesus likes.
我们的性情相应。
And we'll have exactly the same nature.
我们的动机相应。
And our motivation will be the same.
主慢慢的就建造我们成为荣耀的基础。
Gradually, Jesus is building us up into His glorious abode.
我们和主也完全合一了。
We become one completely.
为着这个主差遣圣灵来。
For this purpose, Jesus sent His Holy Spirit.
今天都在预备居所的时
候。Right now is the time He's preparing you and me to be the abode.
你回去在主面前祷告祷告，主在你都舒不舒服啊？
Go home and pray. See if the indwelling Lord feels comfortable inside of you or not. Do you know if Jesus feels comfortable living inside of us?
舒服的时候，对不对？
Sometimes he probably does, sometimes he doesn't.
要让主舒服。
We have to make sure he's comfortable inside.
自己就有点不方便了。
But that means we may not feel comfortable.
那要让主掌权。
Let the Lord be
with
us so that He can prepare us to become glorious
believers.
The Holy Spirit will spend tens of years on us in order to prepare
us.
Therefore, our time is precious. And we can be
busy. We should be
busy accepting His preparation.
追求耶稣啊,
we should be busy pursuing it.
要改变。
We have to be changed.
耶稣基督在我们里面预备居所。
Jesus Christ is preparing the dwelling place.
到那天主显现的时候。
So when He appears,
主说一句很奇妙的话，我来接你们到我自己 ，receive to myself.
He said, "I will come back to receive you to myself."
什么叫吐接到自己啊
？What does that mean to receive you to myself?
我每一点和主都一样。
Because every bit in us will be exactly the same as Him.
其实我们都能归给他自己。
So we are completely acceptable to Him.
和主完全和谐。
And we can unite with Him completely.
和主中间通通一样。
We'll be just like Jesus.
我们成为他荣耀的居所。
And we are all going to become His glorious abode.
我们要祷告主改变我。
So let's pray the Lord change me.
1969年，我在伦敦的 Spark 中同住了十天。
And I live in Brother Spark's house in 1969 London.
有一天他说，弟兄啊。
One time he said, "Oh, brother."
我在台北的时候，在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
有一件事我印象很深。
Something impressed me very.
你们常常喜欢唱这首歌。
He said, "You guys like to sing this particular song."
哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like you.
哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like you.
我回到伦敦来，一直忘不掉这件事情呢。
And this song just ringing my head.
看见弟兄
们
那么喜欢唱这首歌，哦，我要像你。
I saw how Christians there love this particular song.
弟兄，这是我们一生的诗歌。
He said, "Brother, do you know this is song we shall sing for the rest of our life?"
我们一生都要唱。哦，我要像你。
For our lives, we shall sing all to be like you.
直到我们最后一天留在地上。
Until the last day on earth.
我们要走的时候。
Before we depart from the
earth. 我们仍旧要唱。哦，我要像你。
We should still sing all to be like you.
这就是我们的祷告。
And this should be our prayer.
这就是主的工作在我身上。
And this is the work of the Lord upon us.
叫我像他。
To be like him.
更多像他。
And more like him.
更多像他。
And more like him.
呀，王，哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like him.
亲爱的救主。
My dear Redeemer.
像你的圣洁。
To be like your kindness.
像你的甘甜。
Your sweetness.
在我的中心。
In thy fullness.
刻你形象。
And stand deeply in my heart. Your image.
这是我们一生的诗歌。
And this is song we are singing for our lives.
四十五、十六、十三章圣经一开始的时候。
And therefore, in chapter 14 to 16, to the very beginning,
大的宣告,
Jesus made this great proclamation,
要预备要建造居所的宣告,
the proclamation about his going to start a preparation of the dwelling place.
你我每一个人,
and this dwelling place is you and I.
就一个一个把我们建造,
and he will build us up individually.
到了那一天, 一同出现在新耶路撒冷,
until one day, we're going to all show up and appear in the New Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
在我父家里有许多的居所。
In my father's house there are many, many ways.
我是当中的一个。
And I'm just one of them.
荣耀的主。
Oh, glorious Lord.
借着他荣耀的灵。
And through His glorious spirit.
那么实在住在我里面。
He lives in me so truly.
那么实在的预备我。
Indeed, He is preparing me.
我曾经难为他。
And I gave him a hard time.
我曾经给他多少不方便。
And I struggle against him.
我曾经叫他多少，觉得他这么 tough， 在我身上做工。
And many times I feel his words is so tough.
但是主还是胜过了我。
But the Lord always wins.
让我在手中。
And allow me to be worthy in his hand.
成为他的杰作。
To become a masterpiece.
把我预备了。
And so I'd be ready.
弟兄姊妹，我们要讲到教会第三面伟大的意义了。
And the last meaning of church.
教会它的身体。
Is that church is the body of Christ.
充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of the one who is in all and fills all.
这是特别关于耶稣基督的荣耀的。
And this has a lot to do with his glorification.
马太十六章记载在复活上。
Matthew 16 is found on his resurrection.
约翰十四章记载在升天上。
And John 14 is.Build upon his ascension.
一部书第一章记载在这荣耀上。
Ephesians 1 is built upon his glorification.
主耶稣进入荣耀了。
Jesus has entered into his glory.
登上了宝座了。
He has enthroned.
他才是我们的头。
And he has become our head.
他是我们的源头。
He is our head.
他要发展他的身体了。
And so he's now building up his body.
建造他的身体。
He's now building up his body.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神的计划中所经过一个奥秘的伟大的人。
And this is a mysterious great man God has planned for. And this great mysterious man.
基督是里面的一部分。
Jesus Christ is part of it.
教会在里面的一部分。
And church is the other part of it.
基督是奥秘人的源头。
And Jesus Christ is the head of the mysterious man.
教会是奥秘人的身体。
And church is the body of this mysterious man.
身体每一部分都从这个源头里面发展出来的。
And every member of the body is developed through the head.
源头是那个根。
The head is the root of all.
整个的大树从根里面出来的。
And the entire figure is developed through the head.
我们是他的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
我们和他完全的合一的。
And we unite with him completely.
头和身体怎样不能分？
How head cannot be separated from body?
元首和我们中也没有办法分。
Likewise, the head cannot be separated from us.
主耶稣不就要把我们建造好了
？Therefore, Jesus has to finish his building work.
和他同荣耀。
We shall share with his glory.
同权柄。
And share with his power.
同生命。
And his life.
同性情。
And his nature.
同苦难。
And his suffering.
同征战。
And his same battle.
同战胜。
And his power.
元首的头的前途就是我的前途。
His future is my future.
头和身体不能分的。
Because the head cannot be separated from
the body. 教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
这个充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
好，什么叫做丰满呢
？What is fullness?
第一，丰满是这个原则。
真的 ，fullness has a few principles.
第二，神甚至不用丰满这个词。
God never refers himself as full.
提到神，用的是叫做丰富。
We use the word abundance.
不叫丰满。
Not fullness.
提到丰满。
When we use the word fullness.
意思说原则道成肉身的原则。
It must have to do with the word became flesh.
叫神在肉身显现才叫做丰满。
How God appeared as a man in the body.
大在敬虔的奥秘就是神在肉身显现。
How great is the mystery of godliness.
耶稣基督就是神在肉身显现。
Jesus Christ was God appears in a body.
教会就是神在肉身显现。
And likewise, church is God appear in the body.
第二，丰满这个词。
Secondly, the word fullness.
借着万有彰显出那个永活的人子。
Talks about through all creation, we manifest the living God.
耶稣基督那个 living person.
The living person.
有的时候你听了讲到。
Sometimes you heard.
你听过有道理是。
You heard sermons, they were just
subservient.
But sometimes when you hear a sermon, you are touched by something living.
You're a living person.
That's the living person. And that's Jesus that touched
you.
Jesus Christ came out of the word of that person. Sometimes we look at a matter. It's just a matter that happens. Sometimes you see a thing occurred among Christians.
这件事我们目睹一个活的人。
Yet through the thing we can be touched by a living person.
耶稣基督那个出来啊。
That's Jesus Christ.
这叫做丰满。
And this is what we mean meant by fullness.
主耶稣那个整个的人。
Jesus was that full person.
在圣灵里。
In the Holy Spirit.
这是我们的喜乐出来了。
Through our joy, he was manifested.
这是我们受苦的时候出来了。
Or through our suffering, he's manifested.
那有的人受苦的时候，我们目睹活的人在哪里？
Sometimes when people suffer, you sense the living person with Jesus.
我们要低头敬拜。
You shall bow to the Lord and give thanks.
这个受苦的价值有何等大？
Because how valuable is his suffering?
这个受苦价值存到永远。
This suffering has eternal value.
我们在那受苦里面，我们目睹有活的人呢。
And we can be touched by a living person through this person's suffering.
有的时候，一个弟兄讲话。
Sometimes a brother may speak.
他是多年的老弟兄。
Maybe a very older brother.
感谢话语，圣经从这里穿到那里，哪里穿到这里哈。
And then he may know Bible quite well. So from verse to verse.
修为很大，讲的头头是道的哈。
But he's very knowledgeable about Bible.
讲的人头痛。
But you get a headache after hearing.
讲的人脑子发胀的。
And you get swelling head after a while.
这都是死道理。
And because it's nothing but dead doctrine.
有刚得救的人起来讲做见证。
Yeah, sometimes a newborn Christian stood up and needs to share testimony.
圣经也用错了。
He would may quote the wrong verse.
用的话也不对。
And an incorrect way of describing things.
不懂讲属灵的话。
He doesn't know how to describe spiritual things properly.
有些长老说，我们弟兄讲话就是。
Some elders would may criticize.
世界上有文学家的话。
Sometimes people may criticize him.
用的话都实际上文学家用的话。
It's why people of literature.
要告诉他。
You have to teach the guy.
我弟兄不。
I said no.
我弟兄今天做见证啊。
The testimony he just gave.
越过他的话。
Don't pay attention to the words that you use.
越过他的圣经。
Don't pay attention to the verses in the
Bible. 我装作一个活的人啊。
But I sense the living person.
那个这就那么新鲜。
And his salvation is so fresh.
那个爱那么新鲜。
His love for the Lord is so fresh.
那个奉献那么新鲜。
And his offering is so fresh.
当他讲的时候。
So when he spoke.
那个活的人在那个地方。
I sense a living presence.
我深处的满足了。
And I was deeply satisfied.
我从我弟兄吃到了主了。
And I was able to eat of the Lord through his sharing.
我就说 Amen.
So I would say Amen.
大家清楚了吧？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
这个叫做丰满。
And this is the fullness.
今天要在我们的日常生活里活出一个丰满来。
We have to show this fullness in our daily life.
今天要从教会里面活出丰满来。
We have to manifest this fullness in church.
万事中间活出那个永活的人子来。
In all things, we shall manifest this eternal living person.
要有主啊。
We must have the Lord in everything.
这个主活活的在我们的一表现里面呢。
And the Lord has to be seen through us.
这个叫做教会他的身体。
And this is what I mean by church is the body of Christ.
多么万有的丰满。
The fullness of the one who fills all in every way.
我们诗歌说美丽西安我神圣城。
And we just sang the song, the beautiful Zion, the holy city of God.
万拜荣耀南京树。
And we can never describe its glory.
这就是诗歌还是我自己翻的。
Actually, this is something I translated.
翻得不及格的。
And I didn't do a very good job.
这句话人家从诗篇第八十七篇引用来的。
And actually, this is quoted from Psalm 87.
因为就是引用这句话。
And actually, this is quoted from.
神的城啊。
Glorious city.
有荣耀的事指着你说的。
Oh, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of you.
麻烦了，这个英文和中文不一样，把那个西瓜给砍成了那么几，这个音乐里面要变成那么几个字，就怎么也翻不出来呢？
It's very hard to translate into Chinese.
别人翻不出来，我也翻不出来啊。
And I don't think other people can do either.
我翻过来翻过去。
I try very hard.
荣耀，万般荣耀难尽数了。
I say, oh, Zion, city of God.
其实那个英文就是说荣耀的事值得你说的。
Actually, English says glorious things of the earth.
我们来读教会历史啊。
But we read the history of church.
2000年来多多少少的弟兄姊妹们。
There are many saints through generations.
他们的表现。
Their manifestation.
他们的生命。
And their life.
他们的苦难。
Their suffering.
他们的牺牲。
And their sacrifice.
都叫我们默想耶稣基督。
Will make us touch.
都留下有活的书给我。
They all left to us the living.
这一层啊。
Oh, city of God.
有荣耀的事，值得你说的。
Glorious things are spoken.
有许必应，有也必见。
He whose word cannot be.
有且你做，他居所。
And for me, be to be his own abode.
保罗摸到教会的荣耀了。
Paul sensed the glory of church.
这家就是神的家。
That's the house of God.
这家就是永生活神的教会。
That this is the church of the living God.
真理的柱石根基。
The foundation and the pillar of truth.
大在敬虔的奥秘。
Oh, how great is the mystery of the
Bible. 无人不以为然。
And there's been, it's beyond question.
这神在肉身显现。
That God appeared in a body.
保罗的目睹这个荣耀的时候啊。
And when he touches this glory.
他的话穷了。
He was without words.
这么大的一个保罗，他没办法讲了。
Someone like Paul, so eloquent, couldn't describe it.
圣灵一下取代了。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit helped him.
他就唱灵歌。
So he started singing the spiritual song.
被圣灵称义。
That he was physically alive here.
被天使看见。
Was seen by angels.
被传与外邦。
Was preached upon the nations. 被
世人信服，被
世
人荣耀里。
我们再讲六百七十六
章。677 again. One aboard after another.
赞美我们的救主。
We praise our Savior.
两千年来。
And 2,000 years.
主的主没有停止过。
He has never stopped.
今天晚上开启我们的眼睛。
Tonight open our eyes.
他正在建造我们。
He is building us up.
成为一个荣耀的居所。
To be a glorious abode.
让他能够居住。
So that he can stay with us.
他正在建造他的教会。
Today he built his church.
让他可以居住。
So that he can live in it.
教会在蒙他宝血所洗净。
The church is washed in his precious blood.
赞美我们的主。
赞美
我们的主，
荣
耀的盼望，荣耀的盼望，基督居住，基督在这个圣所的里面。
Lord living in us，
我们站在上帝三地世界。
Stand up to sing， stand to sing。
看我有祷告。
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,